Hello, this is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Today I'm interviewing Mary Onk. She's a volunteer for Guiding Eyes for the Blind. Guiding Eyes for the Blind, they provide guide dogs to people with vision loss. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad you could be here. So tell us a little bit about Guiding Eyes.
Guiding Eyes for the Blind was founded in 1954, and since that time has graduated almost 10,000 guide dog teams. We're a nonprofit organization, and all of our services are provided completely free of charge. We're passionate about connecting exceptional dogs with individuals for greater independence.
Tell me a little bit more about how that works, how you service people in the community.
So Guiding Eyes provides all or breeds all of their own dogs. And as a volunteer puppy raiser, which is the role I play with Guiding Eyes, we take a puppy at the age of about 8 weeks old, bring them into our homes. We provide basic obedience, teach good house manners, and provide socialization opportunities for them. So that's basically taking them out and about in the community so that they can learn, starting as a young pup, what it's like to be working or being out in the community. At about age of 18 months, they go back to the guide dog school, and at that point, they work with a professional trainer who teaches them the actual skills they will need as a guide dog. They are partnered with someone with vision loss, and they will become their best friend. They'll work together. The guide dog is really what allows them, we kind of talk about that greater independence that a guide dog provides.
So when you take the pups into your home, is there a particular type of training that you have to go through?
That's a great question. So Guiding Eyes provides a lot of training to our volunteers. Before a puppy is even placed with us, we go through what we call a puppy placement class. And that's to learn about Guiding Eyes philosophy, some training techniques. We talk about dog behavior. So all of that prepares us when a puppy is placed in our home. Once we have a puppy, there's ongoing training while that dog is with us. So we meet at different places around Onondaga County, sometimes even out to Cayuga County or Madison County. And our training classes are all about, number one, helping us as puppy raisers, but also providing those dogs in training with different experiences. When we talk again about helping them build a reference for when they go on to do their job as a guide dog.
So if someone is interested in becoming a volunteer with Guiding Eyes for the Blind, how do they go about doing that?
A great first place to visit would be the Guiding Eyes for the Blind website. On the website, there's all sorts of information about Guiding Eyes, the services they provide, and different ways in which people can volunteer. So there's a whole section on volunteering and becoming a puppy raiser. We also have, maybe somebody can't commit quite to having a puppy full-time. We also have what we call puppy sitters. And a puppy sitter might take a dog if one of our raisers is going on vacation or has a family commitment. You know, it's just kind of a short-term situation where they can help out.
That's a wonderful service that they offer, and it's a great volunteer opportunity for people who love dogs and for people who are interested in helping those in need in the community. Now, if someone finds themselves in need of a Guiding Eye dog, how do they go about getting that dog?
So I would reference right back to that Guiding Eyes for the Blind website again, and that website is guidingeyes.org. Also on the website, there's information if somebody would like to apply and begin the process and find out more about receiving a guide dog for themselves. You really hit the nail on the head when you said it's such a great way to combine love of dogs, love of working with dogs, and really being able to help somebody have that greater independence and have that fulfillment that a guide dog provides to them.
It is a wonderful, wonderful organization. And again, thank you, Mary Onk, for your time. Thank you for sharing information with us about Guiding Eyes for the Blind. This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's spelled MAKYES Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.